Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloman, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekend here. I find it odd, D'Anthony, that we try to go live, and as soon as we start talking about sex trafficking, before the show starts, it's coming home. There it is. Tell the world. Damn, Diddy. Damn, Diddy.
You might be a link to this.
Shit. All the pain of yesterday. Oh, why? Puff Daddy. Notorious B.I.G. So many hits over the years. And now, he might be in prison with R. Kelly. Doing a duo here. I'm back where I belong. It's probably jail. Never felt so strong. Now, damn. Right now, if you're on Patreon with us live, federal agents are raiding Puff Daddy's houses all across America. They have currently raided his house in Humbly Hills, which is in Los Angeles, where Hef lives. You can see his kids being arrested right now, live on air here. That appears to be Justin Combs that they're putting in the front yard over there. A one-time prospect for USC. They're raiding the house in Miami as we speak, and they're raiding the house in New York as we speak. All of it is in relation to sex trafficking right now. And that's all the info we have as this story breaks live here. But Dan, you worked in Homeland Security. What kind of planning does this entail if you're going to raid all these houses all over the United States without him knowing? Clearly, his kids are there, and they're arrested, and they're sitting in the front yard right now, so they didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What planning is involved? They planned the op. Like, each individual team would have planned out their own shit. They
But how far in advance?
For house raids, I don't know, not that far. I mean, it's standard stuff. If they send in ERT or HRT or whatever the fuck they're using, I don't think it would have been... It wouldn't have been like the Bin Laden raid where they set up 2 months in advance and build an identical structure and go through it a bunch of times. You know what I mean? So like a week, maybe?
Okay.
Probably something like that. But who knows how long they've been building this case. Usually for if it's going to be a multi-tiered raid like this against a big target, they would have kept all this shit on the hush.
Got it.
For a long time.
Got it. Yeah, because we followed this story a while back on Ross Patterson Revolution, and it was when the allegations first started. First, it was just one girl who was an ex-girlfriend, and she filed a massive lawsuit. She got paid off within around 12 to 14 hours, and then everybody thought it was done. Well, then three other people jumped in, and then ironically, 50 Cent funded a documentary about the sex charges that have gone under the radar over the years, and 50 Cent is putting out a documentary against Diddy coming out this fall.
Oh, really? Because I thought they were boys.
So did I. I don't know what happened, but he completely, entirely funded this documentary about Diddy. His security guards came forward against him, ex-girlfriend came forward against him, and then three other women in New York under that loophole that they tried to get Donald Trump on for that E. Jean Carroll shit, also filed rape charges as far back as the 90s here. If it's trafficking, doesn't that involve shipping girls in and out of state?
Yeah, I mean, the laws on trafficking are kind of interesting, actually. So, like, you remember the Matt Gaetz thing back in the day, what they tried to charge him with. If the woman is under 18 years, or the person is under 18 years old, just... If she gets in the car with you and drives to another state, technically is trafficking, right? If she's not your relative or whatever the fuck.
Right.
I don't think that's what this is, though. I'm guessing that this is more along the lines of what the Tate brothers are doing. It's probably like some kind of cam girl bullshit where there were people who didn't want to be there or people who shouldn't have been there. That would be my guess. But I have no idea about that specifically. But there's some actual news.
Oh, is there? This is it. Look at that. Dan got a new dog. Boom. Puppy. Look at that. Okay. So where did you get the puppy? First of all, let's start off there. Where'd you get the puppy?
I trafficked him from P. Diddy.
A very actually. Expensive
yeah.
breeder.
Yeah.
Because we don't believe in rescues.
No. Rescued from what, you know?
Well, you got to rescue him from a very expensive breeder. That's what I do. That's what I've done in the past there. What are you going to name the dog?
Right now it's between Harry because he's got his tail is like a lightning bolt, like Harry Potter's, scar on his face.
Boo!
Or OJ.
There we go. Round of applause. Let's name the dog OJ.
When do you guys come get this mutt?
One of you guys come grab this dog before shit gets out of control here. For those of you who saw the new Beetlejuice trailer that just dropped over the weekend, the last line in it before Beetlejuice pops up is Michael Keaton saying, "The juice is loose." I love it. I think we got to go OJ with the dog.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I got to get to know his personality for a little while first. If I get the sense that he would brutally murder two people, then it's pretty clear who to choose.
Yeah. Yeah.
OJ.
I mean, Harry Potter, that's so fucking gay, dude. You can't do that.
Why is a gay little dog?
Well, I guess so. Yeah. That's true. That's true. And before we get to the memes, we always do the memes here on the show on the Monday. Fake news edition here. Bob can't get the dog under control. Bob, come up. Cross camera, Bob. It's fine now. The dog's already run through the set. Okay? Grab the dog. One of our listeners has grabbed the dog there. All right? I don't know where his is.
There's nobody watching this, by the way.
Why not?
There's like 30 people in here because the link's all fucked up.
It's not. It works now. It's eligible. You can go on Patreon and look at it and watch it. It is. It is. I checked the box. I found the box.
Okay.
What's in the box, though?
What's in the box?
Is it
Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
Yeah.
All right. And then real quick news that's real to start off the show today. Lizette. We don't know where Lizette is at. Lizette Sandoval is still missing.
Yeah, I know a lot of you reached out asking about her whereabouts. We don't know.
We don't know.
One listener actually on Twitter found maybe a public court case she was involved in. State of Texas versus Sandoval.
Was it Lizette, though?
It was for some kind of... Hold on, let me see.
Well, let's pop up her picture one more time here. Now, this is a stock photo.
Yeah, we don't know if this is her or not.
We don't have no idea.
We just had Bob look up a random Latinx
tech worker
and a road guard vest.
Yep.
And that was pretty much the end of it. So
I hope she looks like this, but I don't know.
If she looks like this, we definitely need to find her.
Yes. Yes, we do. And make sure that she's very, very safe and in good hands. But I will say this. Our neighbor, the guys who own the buildings next to us, they said, hey, did TxDOT call you? I was like, yeah, they weren't fucking too amped about it. And neither are we, because they're going to rip down the goddamn studio. And he said, yeah, I was on the call with him. And he goes, did you talk to Lizette by any chance? And I go, no, she fucking left. I go, did you talk to Lizette? And he goes, yes. And he goes, that's the dumbest person I've ever talked to in my entire life.
Well,
so maybe that was it.
I kind of felt bad about this, but I don't anymore. So it's State of Texas versus Lizette Sandoval. DBA doing business as Savvy with two V's Skin Studio. So she got... There was some kind of court case with, again, the state versus her, aesthetic company or whatever the fuck they're called.
So the state was suing her?
I don't know if it's a civil lawsuit or a criminal charge or whatever, but there's other businesses named, so it seems like it may have been civil.
Wow. So is it the same person?
Maybe that's where she had to go. She had to go fucking check in for probation or something.
Do we know this is the same person?
No, Lizette Sandoval, there's probably a million of them.
You think
so? I mean, in Texas, we don't know for sure that she even lives in Texas, because that company is a contractor that she works for. She doesn't work for TxDOT. She works for the contracting agency. She could be in the fucking Philippines for all we know.
We don't know. We don't know. But if you're out there, prayers up, hand emojis, everything else, call TxDOT and just ask where Lizette Sandoval is. They have not rescheduled that meeting either.
Yeah, and if you see any Latinx woman out in public, ask her if she's Lizette Sandoval. And then if she's not, ask her if she's seen Lizette Sandoval. And if she hasn't, ask her if she's heard of Lizette Sandoval.
Because
we're trying to establish a pattern of life here.
Yeah, we got to know. We got to know what happened to her. We did have some other listeners hit us up. One that works for, not a TxDOT, but you know, whatever they call it in whatever state they're in. And he goes, yeah, man, they can fucking switch it 60 feet the other way if they wanted to. Would it make, you know, the curve a little more? He's like, yeah, but who gives a shit at the end of the day? And I was like, I agree.
Yeah, one suggestion I got, and I think we should actually look into this, is to request from them, because the guy said, oh, we've looked at a lot of different plans. Okay, show me the plans that involve cutting into that property.
Right.
Because if you have them, I'd love to see.
Same. I would love to see them.
Yeah. Or did you not ever consider it because he's a powerful attorney in downtown Austin?
Well, the TxDOT workers who were out here in the yard, a couple of them listened to the show, they were like, never did it over there.
Yeah.
So they never did it over there. Never even bothered. And I appreciated their honesty.
So what is that like? It's a crime to lie to a cop, right? Is it a crime for a public service worker to lie to the public that they're servicing?
I don't know, but I've played a cop on TV, so I feel like I kind of fall under the same jurisdiction.
Well, maybe we can have these Russian guys look into it.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that, because who knows what the fuck happened in Moscow over the weekend. Crazy shit. But first, the memes. You were laughing out loud before the show started. How dark is this going to get today on Patreon?
Well, it's interesting you use the word dark.
Oh, boy. I already know where we're going with this. I already know a skin tone where we're headed here. What's the first one?
This first one's called Drop the Beat. Drop that beat.
That beat. Read the words there, Bob.
The hardest edit I have ever seen.
Okay. Boy. Holy shit.
It's a good song.
It's not the song. For the audio listeners out there, somebody has stitched together about 24 different angles of planes hitting the Twin Towers.
Yeah, and every time the bass hits, it's a new explosion.
It's a new plane hitting the building there.
I just thought it was creative. Jared said that one, actually.
Did he really?
Yeah. Of course he did.
What do we got up next?
This next one's called Atlanta.
Oh, boy. Oof.
This is where it starts getting dark.
Okay. Yeah.
Read it first.
Someone on Twitter says, we need a slur for the people of Atlanta.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Press play.
N-word.
Oh, man. That's
wow, dude. What was Trump referring to in that?
Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Because these deep fakes, I guarantee you he gets hit with one of them. You know, Carrie Lake just got hit with one of them today.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
I'll watch it if she's getting dug out.
Well, she's not getting dug out. But,
I don't care about her saying stuff.
They're inserting words into your mouth. I'm telling you that's going to happen this election. I guarantee you there's going to be a video that is played with Trump saying the N-word. Mm.
Maybe. This next one's called Careless Keller.
Careless Killer?
Keller. Like Keller. Helen Keller.
Like Helen Keller. Okay.
Yeah. So it's Careless Whisper, but sung by Helen Keller.
Okay. This is made with Voicify AI. All right. Press play. Holy.
Oh, man. It just keeps going.
Shit, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. If you're in your car right now and you're ordering your kids like Chick-fil-A at a drive-thru.
Good luck, asshole. This is probably the part in the episode where Phil Berger pulls up to his house with his windows down.
Yeah.
And his wife sitting out front.
Supreme Court Justice in North Carolina. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shout out Phil Berger.
Bob, what'd you think of that?
It got me.
Yeah.
It got me.
That got me too, man. who is that? What account is that? And who made that?
Let me go back to it real quick.
It's really fucking funny.
Throw your meme.
Throw your meme.
Yeah. Okay. I also enjoyed this comment, the Honda Civic at 3 a.m. I don't know why that made me laugh.
Oh, boy.
This next one's called Reading is Fundamental.
Reading is Fundamental. All right, read aloud, Bob.
It says, how it feels to read books in public to look smarter. And then the title of the book, it's a woman reading a book. Title of the book is 328 pages of just the N-word.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Over and over again. There you go. Could you imagine if you actually saw that out in public?
I'll print that right now. Print that right now. Bestseller. Automatic.
Still is.
Still is, you bitch.
Still is. I listened to that song 5 times over the weekend, by the way. That Kavanaugh song never gets old.
It's a good song.
It is a great. It's a banger, dude.
This next one is brutal. This might be the worst thing we've ever done.
Come on.
It's called Royal Cancer.
Oh, fuck. All right. Somebody sent this to me, too. And it's Prince William with his son in his lap on a tractor. And it says, digging a grave for mommy.
But to be honest, it should say digging a grave for mommy and grandpa.
Yeah, they're both going at the same time. I've got to apologize on RPR tomorrow. I thought she was dead.
Yeah.
And turns out
she is. Yeah. We just don't know yet, right?
Shit.
Dead man walking.
Yeah.
This next one is called Racist Captain America.
Racist Captain America.
And it's a sketch.
Rick?
Yep.
Okay.
Back. I think we got a spy amongst us.
A spy, right?
The Jap kid.
What the? I'm not spy.
He's Korean.
What the f*** does that mean? They're all the same?
Oh. What happened? He's so racist.
Well, he lived through the 1930s and 40s. I mean, it would stand to reason that it was completely acceptable back then for a white New Yorker to be absurdly racist.
Hey, Jensuck, can I get a lucky strike, preferably unfiltered? None of that sissy shit.
You can't smoke in here. It's against the law.
Christ, the Nazis won, didn't they?
What is this, the 7th, 8th one?
No, actually, it's quite the opposite. In fact, we now even have a black president and... Ah!
Don't you ever take that tone with me again, you dumb broad. It's not a funny joke.
I'm a lesbian. Don't fuck with
me. The fuck is a lesbian?
What?
It's not a joke. We do have a black president. We just reelected him.
I don't even know what this A stands for anymore.
Problem means asshole.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not bad. It's a good idea, actually. I always wondered about that.
If Captain America was here today, would he save America?
And
no,
Bucky,
he wouldn't.
And Bucky, you know, Bucky Barnes,
yeah,
the Winter Soldier, they both came up in a time when it was, you know, different.
Sure did.
Segregated, some might say.
And now they're having a lot of problems with the new Captain America movie.
Right, oh, really?
Now. Yep.
Is it a segregation-related problems?
Sort of. They got a black guy playing the new Captain America.
Anthony Mackie?
Yeah.
He's a good actor. What's the problem?
He is. It is not testing well, and they're trying to figure out what to do with
because it's not Chris Evans. He is Captain America.
Look.
I mean, I don't know why they thought it was going to go well. The fucking the Disney series they did, I don't think was very good.
It was the worst. Remember how they released like 3-4 series in a row? That was the worst of the.
It was. Was it worse than Hawkeye?
I loved Hawkeye, actually.
So that's the one that everybody was worried about sucking because he doesn't actually have any powers, right?
Sure.
But neither is Anthony Mackie. But Jeremy Renner is a great actor. Not that Anthony Mackie's not. I just thought pulling Mackie into the role of trying to be Chris Evans after all this time, I was like, that's not going to work, man.
I mean, also Hawkeye had fucking Florence Pugh and Hailee Steinfeld.
That'll do it. Yeah.
It was pretty loaded.
Yeah.
And Loki was really good.
Yeah.
Loki, like I watched that. Loki was really good. What was the other one?
Jeremy Renner found out in real life that he had no superpowers when he got ran over by his own snowplow.
I think he's actually got bionic legs now, though. So ironically, superpowered after the fact.
Ah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, good for him.
This last one is called Warrant in Utero.
Warrant in Utero. Okay. Oh, fuck. Bob, read aloud, please.
Well, it is a reel, but the caption says, oh, look. He already has a warrant. It is a black woman getting an ultrasound, presumably the child.
Baby's first warrant.
Black as well.
She's looks to be in her third trimester. She is smiling, though, at the screen at the doctor's news. So it does appear as if the woman does know that the baby has a warrant. So good for her. This is a great one. What page is that?
Insidious J82.
Okay, good for them. We'll give him a shout out. Why not? That's a funny one. Is the baby laughing in that too, Bob? There was no volume.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, let's get to the news, shall we? First up here, besides Diddy, Jesus Christ, that story will unfold tomorrow and we'll figure all that out. But that's going on now. Is the Moscow massacre.
Wait, we don't, by the way, on that Diddy thing, we don't know that it was women being trafficked.
Could have been dudes.
Based on what you hear about them. Could have been dudes.
Could have been dudes as well.
Right.
We'll see.
Giorgio, maybe. Maybe that's where Giorgio is. People always ask, where's Giorgio? Like, yeah. I think maybe Diddy got him.
You think Diddy got him?
Or the Tates.
Could be.
Somebody got him.
Tates are in jail. Diddy's about to be in jail. Moscow massacres up first. 4 men accused of staging the Russia concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people appeared before a Moscow court Sunday, showing signs of severe beatings as they faced formal terrorism charges. One appeared to be barely conscious during the hearing. Do you have photos of this video? Oh, shit. Is that them?
Yeah. That dude, like, he keeps falling asleep during the hearing.
Holy
shit. They fucked his ass up. By the way, this is the appropriate way to handle terrorists.
Sure is. Sure the fuck is.
Beat them to death. And cut their ears off and feed it to them, so on and so forth.
So it was rumored that one of them, they'd cut his ear off and then fed it to him and got him to swallow it. I saw the photo of him all bandaged up afterwards. Also, it appears they broke his nose in 38 different places, too. I mean, there was blood everywhere.
Well, you know.
So
that's what he gets.
Sorry about it. Are these the guys, Bob? Pop them up because I haven't seen these guys.
Why'd they blur his hog out? I want to see his hog.
Oh, that's right. That's them chopping off.
Oh,
the
that's
ear
from the
shit.
State Department.
Okay. So those were the 4 guys total there.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen
now,
them yet.
The interesting part about all of this and the aftermath of all is they found 4 people. One of them was apparently trying to cross into Ukraine. I don't know. And look, you could say they're doing that because it's a war border and it's. Like, it's chaotic, so it'd be easier to escape that way, maybe. Or you could say the more reasonable thing, which is Ukraine was probably involved in this shit, to be honest, right? I don't know if that's true or not. It's definitely, like, I don't know. I saw some of the footage of this stuff. Not sure I believe they're ISIS fighters, based on the way they move through. Bob, you want to play the footage? Are we going to get dinged on YouTube for playing the footage
we
of
will.
Them going through shooting people?
100% we will. So I would not play that
well,
footage.
Well, play it for me. Put it on the full screen and play it for me. I want to see it right.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been asking me to get your thoughts and opinions on this of whoever it was. So right after this happened, ISIS did take responsibility.
Of course they did, yeah.
Why? I haven't heard of ISIS in a little bit.
Because we made ISIS. We created that shit. ISIS started as the Sons of Iraq, SOI, in Iraq. There were a bunch of fucking Sunni guys who were fighting back against the Shia who had... So in Iraq, 83% Shia, minority is Sunni. But Sunni Ba'ath Party was in charge there for years, right? Under Saddam Hussein. So they were getting their fucking revenge afterwards. They were fucking people up. And that was primarily what we were fighting for a lot of the Iraq part, was just trying to stabilize the country because the Shia were back. Iran is majority Shia as well. So they were backed by Iran and they were just fucking up the whole country. So we created this group. And I remember being involved in, like, directly involved in this. We trained up these fucking Iraqi dum-dums and put them on. Put checkpoints all throughout the Sadr City area, right?
Okay.
To make sure, like, around the perimeter of the Sadr City area, because Sadr City is pretty much all Shia. And then we trained them, we equipped them as we do, right? And then we set them loose, and they became ISIS. Once we pulled out of Iraq, they're the ones that took over Mosul and Erbil and all this other stuff.
Okay.
That's the group who did it. So we created these motherfuckers. So I don't know. I mean, anytime I see any kind of attack of any sort, it's easy to say, oh, just fucking Russians or Muslims. But, you know, why wouldn't you just assume that it's your own fucking country doing this stuff based on everything they've done to us?
Right.
And everything they've done to other countries historically.
Bob, the footage you should be looking for here is from the second floor of a mall looking down. And that's where you can see the gunmen come into the mall and start lighting people up. And then they move to the concert hall later. There's no, no, it's from above.
Well, maybe that's spliced in. Go to later in that video and see if it changes. No, that's all from the ground floor.
You will see it starting from the top. I watched it over the weekend a few times.
I don't know if it got taken down or not.
I know the video you're talking about.
Okay.
I saw it a couple days ago, but yeah. I've not seen it on my server. Here we go.
There you go, right there. Yeah, so blow this up for Dan here.
Yeah, so this guy in the back looks like he's getting his weapon ready, and it almost looked like he performed remedial action. This last guy right here that's catching up with everybody. Like, what's he did? The way he turns his rifle sideways like that is called putting the weapon in your workspace, right? It's where I can see the chamber open, so when I rack around in there, if I'm performing sports or like corrective action or something like that, I can actually see down in there. Now, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe he's just fumbling the weapon around, but the way they walked in there and the way he's manipulating that rifle doesn't look like some fucking Bedouin ISIS guy to me, frankly, right? Now, we've seen this shit in Haiti over the weekend as well. There are a lot of people in masks running around Haiti clipping people over the weekend.
Yep.
And they are C-clamping their weapons, C-clamp like over the edge of the weapon like an operator fire, like we shoot in real life. It's like, yeah, there's operators all over the place in Haiti right now. American and other countries are down there fucking people up right now.
Yeah.
That's an absolute fact. So that makes sense. But to see it in a terrorist attack in Russia, that's pretty bizarre, frankly. To see somebody manipulating a weapon in the way that they're supposed to during a terrorist attack is not common.
So what's your best guess after looking at this footage? Would you say this is ISIS, or would you say this is potential Ukrainian soldiers, or a false flag sitch where Russia set this up on their own? Because a lot of people are speculating that it's that as well.
I would believe any of those things. But what we know for sure is that during this particular conflict, there's only been one entity that's conducted a terrorist attack, and that is Ukraine with the aid of the CIA, the Nord Stream 2 explosion.
Right.
We know for a fact Ukraine did that, right? And the agency plotted and paid for it.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's zero chance that we were involved, the United States.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm asking.
Why would you say that? What about what's happened with the United States foreign policy, especially recently, makes you think that they wouldn't be involved in something like this?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Have you heard of Operation Northwoods?
Yeah.
Where we were going to fucking bomb Miami and pretend it was Cuba so we could invade Cuba. Like, this
during the 60s, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the truth is very few people know exactly what happened here. I don't believe anybody from our country. I don't believe anybody from Ukraine. I don't believe anybody from Russia. And I obviously don't believe ISIS. But a scenario I could see playing out. So, like, when you say, was the U.S. involved? Like, okay, well, did they know about it? Did they The way some of things...
So they did, and they...
They definitely knew about
it. And they put out a statement, correct, a week ago, and said, hey, we're expecting this terrorist attack in the next 48 hours. Let's clear out the embassies.
So here's how operations like this happen that aren't just planned at the terrorist level. Like if you were trying to get on... or if you're trying to get somebody clipped, like in a real way, not like retards that get caught by the feds all the time. I'm talking about the dark web. You have handlers that are out there, people that are usually in finance that handle these assets that are all over the world. They'll have postings on the dark web. They operate in Telegraph and Signal and shit like that. They send, and you never know who you're working for. You just know it's money. For the most part, like you might know who your handler is, but you never know who you're working for. And the agency keeps cutouts like that all over the place. They keep cutting. Like if we need to clip somebody and have deniability about it, there's hitters out there that we'll fucking reach out to through a third party and they'll kill the person. That's nothing new. It's been going on forever. So if you say it was America involved, did a slush fund get raided and some of that money gets sent into a fucking handler's hands and he fucking financed this thing? That's absolutely possible. I have no proof that it happened, but do you trust our government? Because I sure as shit don't.
No, and I'll go back to, you know, what the media is pushing on all sides here is this this funding package for the border bill that's specifically going to Ukraine and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Ukraine to fight this Russian war and everything else. If you're trying to keep these wars going and then pay off the military industrial complex and make sure shit like that, this is certainly going to help your cause. Because as far as I know, Vladimir Putin is claiming it's Ukraine. ISIS is taking responsibility publicly.
Well, it doesn't help again that one of the primary targets was trying to cross back into Ukraine.
Right.
After. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, I mean, all these dudes pled guilty. I don't know what, if anything, they've said about Ukraine specifically. I don't think that's been made public yet. But, you know, a guy with his face caved in, how much can you believe him, to be honest, right?
One guy's got his ear cut off. Like, the other one they just wheeled in a makeshift wheelchair.
Let me clarify. Torture absolutely works. That's why we've done it. Every culture has done it since the fucking beginning of humanity. So don't tell me it doesn't fucking work. But what works is you have a dossier of known information, facts, right? I know these things to be true. There's no question that they're true. And then I ask you, I ask this person questions under duress, right? And see if their truth matches the truth. And where it doesn't, and one of the secrets to an interrogation like that is you don't ask questions that you don't know the answer to already until they're fucking done, until they're done lying to you, right?
Yeah.
So you beat the fuck out of them. Make them tell the truth about like stuff that doesn't even matter. Their fucking name, you know what I mean, shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Stuff that you can verify because then you're in their head. They know that you know whether it's true or not when they're lying and when they're telling the truth. And that's when you get the information out of them. It's a process.
So wait, this guy was arrested at the Ukrainian border.
One of them.
One of the four.
One of the guys was
correct. Yeah.
That's a 7-hour drive from Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so it was the next day when they arrested him.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, it's doable. I mean,
that's impressive is that he even got that far.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
If you have a car, I mean, that's easily doable.
Yeah, but in an authoritarian country like Russia, it is a little bit more difficult.
And if you look like a fucking Muslim in the middle of one of the whitest countries on earth.
But not all of those dudes looked particularly Muslim, did they? One of them?
No.
At least two did.
Like two of them did, the other two did not.
Pop the pics open.
Like
here.
Two of them were Chechens, I believe, or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe just from that area.
Did they do any glamour shots when they were at that mall, or are these all we got here, Bob?
That's
I think
the same.
These are the best ones.
Keep
we
posting
got.
The same guy over and
no,
over.
No, this is here's ear guy. That's number one.
Okay, zoom in if you can on this fucking guy on ear guy. Oh, is that him with his ear missing?
Yep.
That's awesome, dude. Look at that. They just put like a paper towel over.
Yeah, they all kind of look Muslim.
He's having a bad day.
They look a little Muslim.
That dude looks maybe Tajik, maybe Georgian, maybe. Yeah.
Here's number two.
Oh, yeah. Pop him
here's
open.
The video guy. This is the only guy that looks kind
what's
of
the
white.
Country?
These all look like fucking Muslims.
Yeah, Muslims.
Yeah.
I think
for sure.
Called.
Show this guy, this little sad guy with a black eye there. Bob, let's see him.
He really got his feels hurt.
Man. You should just score this too. And you had a bad day.
You know what's
and,
really mean, interesting is the Russian government doesn't have the death penalty as
really?
Part of their jurisprudence. Like the maximum sentence for this is life in prison. That's exactly what they're going to get. You think Russia's just going to kill them and let them off?
No.
These people are going to get butt fucked to death over the course of 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, good.
I think it's better than the death penalty. Yep. If you're going to allow that to go on, you saw how Homeboy ended up getting poisoned and all that other shit. I say slowly poison him, too. Like, really bring him to the edge of death every single time. And then save their life and then just have them keep living it over and over and over again.
Yeah, so when Putin did address it, he didn't mention ISIS, but he did mention Kiev.
He did, correct.
And I don't know, man. I mean, like
Zelensky called him a lowlife bastard for saying that.
Yeah, Zelensky's days are numbered. He's going to get clipped soon.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. So Russia launched a massive attack into Western Ukraine this morning, I believe.
After, because of this?
Unclear. Mm. Okay. But, you know, probably, I mean, if they launched an attack that quickly, it does kind of put some weight in the camp of Putin had something to do with this attack as a false flag, to be honest. Like, to be, because let's remember the performance of the Russian military so far. It's been not adequate even against a fucking a force one-fifth your size. You're still posted up in a 20-mile fucking border radius.
Well, didn't he blow up an apartment complex in like Chechnya or one of those fucking weird places?
They've blown up shit all over the place, yeah. But and there have been attacks by Ukraine into Russian territory now as well, like mostly against civilians, to be honest. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, based on the speed of the, if you want to call it a counteroffensive, I could definitely bring myself to believe that Putin false flagged it and then just went off on him, to be honest.
Okay.
But they believe that of our own government, too, because they've done it before.
Yeah.
They definitely fired missiles into Kiev last night because Craig Jones, the jiu-jitsu guy,
yeah,
lives here in Austin.
Uh-huh.
He's actually in Kiev right now teaching seminars.
In Kiev?
Yeah, so this was him today.
Let's see him.
For one of those rare moments, we got everything ready to go. Ballistic missile landed somewhere nearby.
Fucking bomb just hit. Fucking like, if I went outside, we'd see the smoke for sure. It was so close. The whole place is shook. I don't think we go outside, bro.
Nah.
Fuck. What the people are doing? They're just fucking going outside, bro.
Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say probably not the best idea to go to a country
I'm holding
currently in war to teach jiu-jitsu.
4,000 killer missile that fucking hit 5 minutes from my hotel. We were shut down this morning. Obviously, here's the crater. The guy's already filling this stuff back in now, but fucking crazy. Obviously, things are tense out here, but the SIN goes off, the missile gets shut down. Everyone goes back to work afterwards. The world doesn't just stop.
People got shit to do, bro. That's how used to it they are, where they're like, cool, man, just fill it, just put some dirt over it.
That's his whole point, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this must be what it was like to live in the Balkans throughout all of the 80s and 90s.
Or the Lebanon. London Blitz.
Yeah, but that was brief.
Yeah,
this shit's been going on for
yeah.
three goddamn years. We're about to enter the third year of this particular conflict. So it was like, if you lived in Kosovo or Serbia or some shit like that, anytime back there, Bosnia, you were, I guess you just kind of get used to it.
Life goes on.
Yeah, or Croatia. I mean, I was watching The Last Dance again recently, and they were talking about Kukoc decided to stay in Europe to play a couple more years instead of coming to the NBA first because he didn't want to leave his family during the time of war and shit like that.
Yeah.
But really, it was about the money. He got paid more over there.
Sure did.
So, Tony Kukoc, we're out there. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, big fan.
But yeah,
base.
It was like, it was fucked over there. They were talking about how Jordan and Pippen in that first game in the Olympics thought he was soft. They didn't realize that, like, he was not soft. And he came back and had a good game in the title game. But, yeah, those are hard people over there, for sure.
His fan base over there is called the Kukoc Clan. Mm. A lot of people don't know that.
But it's Clan with a C.
It is, yeah.
So
they
it's
don't,
not, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want any confusion with the actual
Clan. Well,
it's
a trademark issue at that point. You don't want to get sued by the KKK.
No.
Right? I mean, how embarrassing is that?
I know.
You have to show up to court. Everybody's got their powdered wigs on, and this guy's got a fucking sheet over his head.
Yeah, man, take off your sheets. But with that bomb, I'm surprised, Delco, that one you just showed It doesn't appear to be aimed at anything major. It's just, it looks like it hit a side of a farm or something like that.
I think they shoot it down, right?
Oh, and that's kind of the, the remnants of it down there?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I thought they would be more targeted, I guess. But if it was shot down, that makes sense. Next up, Trump's bond has been reduced. A state appeals court ruled that Donald John Trump and his co-defendants in the New York civil fraud case, I wish, had 10 days to post a $175 million bond, down from the $464 million judgment that was originally due Monday. The 11th hour ruling from a panel of state's appellate division judges, all appointed by Democratic governors, is a major victory and a relief for the former president, whose attorneys had said coming up with a larger bond was practically impossible. The ruling also means that State Attorney General Letitia James' office cannot yet begin collecting on the judgment. I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the next 10 days, and I thank the appellate division for acting quickly, Trump said in front of cameras after he left a New York courtroom for a hearing in the hush money case. Before Monday's ruling, Trump was liable for $454 million, most of the fraud judgments, but the amount he owed had been increasing by more than $111,000 a day because of added interest. Before Monday's ruling, Trump was liable for $454 million. Now it's down to $175. It's a little bit more manageable, but I think the best breakdown I heard from this over the weekend was, ironically, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, from Shark Tank.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the warpath right now. Like, don't do business in New York.
Yes.
Is his fucking message, which is...
He went on CNN and said that.
It's a good message.
It is. And what he said was they set that bond, and I've said this in the past on the show, is that they set the bond that high because they know there isn't anyone, any bond company, any insurance agency that's willing to cover that, because they could potentially be on the hook if this judgment doesn't flip during the appeal for essentially $500 million with interest and everything else. And he says it's bullshit, and you're taking away thousands and thousands of jobs in New York City. You're also seizing somebody's company based off of what a judge has said the property is worth versus what it is actually worth.
Yeah.
And I can't believe this is even going on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, are you familiar with the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution?
No, but it's been trending all day. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about it?
It's about excessive bail, right? Like...
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Excessive bail should not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Mm. That's the simplified version. So what does it mean to be excessive? $175 million seems excessive. Who exactly got damaged by whatever they're saying he did? The government? The state cannot be a victim.
Right.
Right? I mean, it is. In almost every major white-collar crime, the state is the only victim. Even like, so this FTX shit, right? Mm-hmm. They're, all those people are getting all of their money back. All of them.
So I heard that. Is that true?
Yes. And all of them are getting all of their money back, right?
Where are they getting that money from?
Insurance, blah, 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 right? So, I mean, I guess the insurance companies could fucking...
But I think it's $8 billion. Do they have enough money for shit like that?
Well, I mean, it's insurance. It's federal, FDIC style, right? So it's like the state is the victim.
Okay.
And that should never be a thing, right? Like, I think whenever you see laws, like, you see it on the side of, like, meter-made cars or a TSA. Like, verbal abuse or assault carries a penalty of $10,000 and 10 years in prison. Why the fuck would there be a higher penalty for assaulting some cunt at TSA than there is for a normal person just walking around, right? Why would we allow the state to make laws that protect the state from us? That should never, ever be allowed to be done. But that's kind of the norm, right? So bringing it back to this, a private citizen doing business in a state, and this is clearly political, but even if it wasn't, show damages that are commensurate with the amount you're trying to fucking hold this guy in bond for. He hasn't done $500 million worth of damage to anybody. Are you out of your fucking mind? Even 175 is too much for a bond, right?
I agree.
Like, the only reason they're doing it is because they think Right? They're just trying to be dicks about it, right? And to be honest, I don't think the 454 would have been a problem for him either. He just wanted to get it down farther. That's why he said That's why he said that he'll pay this within 10 days. He had the money the whole time. It's like, I don't want to put fucking $500 million of my money in escrow
right
for 3 years while you guys try to fucking try me for some bullshit.
And it's going to be longer than that because this shit stretches out forever. The other part is, if it stays in New York, let's say it stays in Manhattan in particular, mm-hmm. you're not getting a fair trial. It's all fucking liberal. So
no,
like,
I mean, honestly, I think he should hire his own private security and march up there. And if NYPD wants to come start some shit, let him start some shit. I would put armed security around my building, full kit, rifles, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck these people.
Let me ask.
This is the state of New York is trying to rob this man of maybe upwards of $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want him to run for president. That's what's happening here.
It's fucking insane.
And there should be a literal armed response to that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Defensive. Like, don't go up there and start shooting people, but put people with guns in between your property and the state. Fuck these people.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Let me ask you this. If he gets elected president again, assuming we have a real election here mm-hmm. this time, are these cases thrown out then?
No, well, maybe. I don't know. But if I was him the first day in office, I signed an executive order to stop any federal funding from going into New York. I isolate them trade-wise. I isolate them tariff-wise. I isolate them travel-wise as well. Like, fuck you. Shut that whole goddamn state down. That's what I would do.
Yeah. D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off. It's all half off. It's got to go. Spring is here. You need a new goddamn mattress. A lot of you dirtbags sleeping through the winter. Do me a favor. Pull up the sheets on your mattress. Look at that disgusting mattress you sleep on every single night. If it's not a ghost bed, you're going to see what a dirtbag you really are. You want to get even grosser? Take the fucking pillowcase off and look at your goddamn pillows, you disgusting pigs. Once you do that, you're going to realize you need some new shit in the bedroom. You're going to need new pillows. You're going to need a new mattress. You're going to need an adjustable base just because you can. You're going to need a new mattress for the RV. What's more disgusting than a mattress in an RV, for Christ's sakes? I saw Joel's the other day, and it's gross. There's 38 different men's semen all over that thing. Get yourself a new mattress. If you're sleeping in an RV, chances are you're raw dogging, you're blasting all over. That's going to get into the mattress. Get a new one. What better time to get one than now when everything's 50% off over there? Load up the cart as high as it'll go over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros and then pop in that promo code drinkingbros at checkout. They're going to give you everything 50% off. They don't have a fucking choice. Also, when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. Then you can stretch it out over the 3 years, dude. So take everything 50% off and then stretch it out over 3 years with that promo code Drinking Bros. Boom. Good to go. Order whatever you want. Shit. It'll be cheap as hell, man. Take advantage of this. I don't know how long they're doing it. They didn't tell me how long they're going 50% off over there. But head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Promo code Drinking Bros will activate that 50% off. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. All right, D'Anthony, on these fake news shows on Monday nights, I would usually give out the Monday Night Football pick of the week.
Well, there's a bunch of basketball going on.
Sure
right
is, dude. Football is not going on right now. So let me pull up the old NCAA odds for, let's go Thursday, because fake news doesn't drop till 8 o'clock EST that night. And let's see what we got here as far as the lines are concerned on Thursday. All right. First game, I already love. Arizona -7, all in. All in, good to go on that. I think you're fine with that. Who else do I like that day? Ooh, Illinois getting 2 points? Give me the Fighting Illini. +2 in that one. I would love to take it. Gonzaga getting +5. I'm taking Gonzaga, brother. Sorry about it. Houston And Duke, that's a great game there, minus four. That's a tough one to pick. I'll probably back off that one there. And then Tennessee Creighton, another great one. So those are the three I'm rocking with on Thursday night. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. We'll double that first deposit up to $1,000. We bet on golf. Listen to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks over there on Drinking Bros Sports. If you're not subscribed to that feed, well, you need to be right now. What's the event this week, Delco?
Got the Houston Open. Scottie Scheffler is less than 3-1.
Gross. Gross. He's a Texas boy, too.
I know. He can't win every tournament.
Right? I know. I'll go with somebody else for that on the golf show. But in the meantime, these are my basketball picks. Brackets are on there. Tons of fun shit. I mean, they've already got NBA draft odds up, NFL draft odds up. Next year's college football championships. Everything's available over there, as well as their casinos. Don't sleep on their casinos. I know Bob and Delco will be doing a blackjack show that'll be starting at the end of next week on Friday nights. Well, they'll be playing blackjack on my bookie. The beauty of it is, it's a live dealer, so it's not like this fucking computer bullshit over there. You're going to see a live dealer somewhere. It's usually in like the Philippines or Asia or something like that, which is cool.
I think it's Caribbean.
Is it?
I think it's Caribbean.
Why Caribbean and not Caribbean?
Because they're Billy, pirates. Well, Billy Ocean had this song, Caribbean Queen.
Yeah, but then Pirates of the Caribbean, but yeah. Caribbean Cruise Line.
But when you have the Caribbean dream, then you're sharing the same dream.
And this is racist somehow. I can't figure Caribbean out how Queen. It is. But it's racist.
It's not. I love it.
Calling the cops.
Yeah. Well, when you rock climb, you use a carabiner.
You sure do. You sure do. So I'm going to go.
Which part are we focusing on? The beaner part of that? Which part?
Yeah,
of that?
Probably the Caribbean part. Probably the Caribbean
Wait,
part.
Wait, is the root word for carabiner Caribbean?
Sure is. It was invented.
They don't really do any climbing down there.
Yeah, they climb up trees and stuff like that. They're looking for small parrots and things that are high up. Don't blame them. They're very rare.
Why
wouldn't
you
expensive.
Have said coconuts? Or bananas, or something that actually made sense.
Nah, parrots. Birds. Parrots are worth a lot more. A
lot of mountain climbing in the
Andes,
Haiti.
Yeah.
Tons
in Haiti. Yeah. Well, they're trying to climb the mountain. To get over, yeah,
sure are. They got to get away from barbecue down there. You can bet on barbecue and his body count, pun intended, over there in my bookie. Kidding. They got crazy odds. Trump versus Biden's already up. Everything's up on mybookie.com. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, this episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers that they could be. Embrace this season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com. Use the code Drinking Bros for 20% off plus free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can finally say that I have caught spring fever. This season's champ, that Lawnmower 5.0 I just used. I go twice a year. I don't know how often you shave your pubes. I'll go down like Officer and the Gentleman style down there.
Every couple of weeks, probably.
2 weeks?
Not two.
I don't have that much hair in my body, so I'm gifted like that.
I'm a pretty hairy dude.
Yeah, I don't have it, so it's twice a year,
and I'm like,
I'll shave it all off.
My hair is thick, and my nails are really thick too. I don't know why.
I got thick nails, and I got thick hair as well. Mm. Just not anything on my body here. But this thing's also got LED spotlights on there, so in case you're worrying about them balls, it'll light it up, dude. It'll light it up like that cop from Laverne.
Yeah. You can really see it. You can see the follicles.
They've also got a Beard Hedger Pro kit and the Handyman Electric Face Razor. So whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drinking Bros at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping with the code Drinking Bros at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning. In your pants. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. We are live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio. A lot of people out of the bars over the weekends. We are expanding in all these bars. We got a store locator on hardafseltzer.com. If you type in your city or zip, not only will it take you to the closest location nearest you, but if it's at a bar or a restaurant around you, boom, you can go in there and pop in and have some hard AF seltzers. We're in 50 HEBs now in Texas, a couple Kroger's down there in Houston, every single Total Wine in the States, as well as every single Total Wine in Florida, Wilmington, North Carolina, we're in that Total Wine, as well as those brunches over there. A lot of people are hitting up brunches over the weekend in Wilmington, North Carolina, watching those games. Whiskey Creek was going off, dude. Masonboro. Josh was there. Josh, I know what you're gambling on, friend. Gambling on Duke, Brad Air. Congratulations, you won. So did North Carolina, dude. Big weekend for North Carolina and Duke. It'd be cool to see them on a collision course this weekend. Columbus, Ohio. Urban Myers Pine House out there in Dublin, Short North Pine House. Downtown was rocking. Standard Hall on campus was rocking down there. Hard AF Seltzers, wall to wall. If you're in Nashville, you can pop into that Frugal McDougal's and get wet. We're also at every Piggly Wiggly in Alabama. Over 300 locations in Georgia. We're on the campuses of UGA, University of Alabama, Ohio State, Auburn, and UCF down there at Pat's Liquors. If you're in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, again, hit that store locator, city or zip, boom, take you to the closest store. If you're not, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com.
Yeah, the problem is there's four other states here that are involved.
Florida is
Georgia.
Not going to be a problem.
Well, see, I think that's the first trial that's supposed to start.
Is that a federal court?
I believe so.
He can shut that one down himself.
Yeah. I think all these he could shut down, I think, except for the RICO charge down in Georgia. But I'm not sure what's going to happen with that.
Letitia James is the state attorney general. That's a state case.
Okay.
So he wouldn't have any jurisdiction over that.
Gotcha.
Or Atlanta, because that's city. Well, it's county.
So what they are saying here is that, this is just coming in right now, former President Donald Trump will stand trial April 15th on charges related to hush money payments meant to cover up claims of marital infidelity. I like this is the AP's headline too, by the way. A New York judge ruled on Monday, tersely swatting aside defense claims of prosecutorial misconduct. Assuming the date holds, the decision from Judge Juan M. Merchan, that seems like a fake name, ensures that the prosecution will be the first of four criminal cases against Trump to reach trial. So let's say this does go to trial. Does the Supreme Court step in here? Because the primaries are over. We already have our two candidates.
I don't know that the Supreme Court has jurisdiction over a county or state court.
But what about against a guy running for president?
I mean, you're assuming because I'm not saying you are, but the concept is assuming that just because there are federal implications that the SCOTUS has jurisdiction over that. That's not necessarily true. I don't think it is. Why would they, like, if you were running for Congress here or something and you were on trial for corruption, they couldn't just come shut this fucking trial down.
But isn't this election interference at this point? I mean, he can't go out and rally. He can't go out and do anything all for these bullshit trials.
I honestly don't know. I don't think anything like this has ever happened before. I'm not sure there are any laws in the books that speak directly to this, to be honest.
Okay, because the timing of this is very curious. As you'll remember, about a week and a half ago on this show, there was a last-minute document dump, which we talked about here on the show, and it caused the postponement of the original date. So now they're saying jury selection will begin on April 15th here. And the judge bristled today in court at what he suggested were baseless claims by Trump's lawyers that prosecutors intentionally failed to pursue tens of thousands of pages of records from a federal probe covering the same issues. Mm. So I don't know.
If I'm Trump, I don't show up to any of these cases.
I don't either.
I don't show up. I don't even send my legal team. I just send a letter, and when they open the letter, one of my turds is in there.
Do you FedEx that? Or do you smash it in an envelope?
I think I go USPS.
Okay. You want to keep it fresh. He's got bad turds, 100%.
Oh, yeah. His. Can you imagine his shits? He doesn't eat real food. He eats McDonald's and Taco Bell and shit all the time.
Yeah.
And he drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day. Can you imagine what his shits look like?
Oh, man.
It's just a Jackson Pollock painting every
day.
It
sure is, too. Absolute fucking paint job.
My God, it looks like somebody blew their brains out in his toilet.
Trump just said this is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago. Now they're fighting over days because they want to try to do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all this is, election interference, and it's a disgrace. Hearing took place today on the same day that the New York appeals court granted Trump the $175 million. So, I mean, if you're telling me they're not all colluding together here, I mean, this is fucked at this point. Hey, dude, we're going to drop that one thing where we're going to take all your buildings. Oh, fuck. All right. Can you speed up that other case for me, and then we'll do this today, too, as well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's one right after another here at this point. And quick reminder for the audience, a president's never, ever been charged after leaving office, and now he's been charged fucking 900 times here as he attempts to run again. It's fucking insane. Next up, another conspiracy theory has come true. Britain risks signing away its powers over pandemic policy to unelected World Health Organization WHO officials. MPs have warned it is feared that a new pandemic treaty, which is currently being drawn up by the UN agency, could bounce the UK into locking down society faster during a future global health crisis. Critics warn that member states could be pressured into the following following the agency's instructions when responding to pandemics under the treaty, including by introducing vaccine passports, border closures, and quarantine measures. Well, we don't have that here. We don't have a border here, so that's not going to affect us. Yeah,
but this is something that the far right conspiracy theorists or ultra MAGA people have been talking, whatever they're called now. It's hard to keep up. They've been talking about this since the WHO floated the idea 3 years ago, and now the document is actually being drawn. There's a UN charter vote on it later this year. That all signatories to the UN charter would be subject to this World Health Organization measure, which means, and it's a binding measure, which means you're required to maintain your status in the UN. You're required to do what they tell you to do.
Are we going to sign this?
It's not a matter of us signing this measure. It's whether the UN as a whole passes it, right? Because we're already signed to the UN charter.
Jesus Christ. We got to get the fuck out of that.
Yeah, the UN should be disbanded. I mean, you know,
I know Trump wanted out of NATO. He wanted out of all this shit.
Yeah, we should not be involved with any of these assholes. Under no circumstances should we subjugate ourselves to the whims of the international community ever.
Because the problem is the WHO went into Wuhan. Remember that? And they wouldn't let him in the lab. And they were like, can you tell us about what happened?
Yeah.
They told a quick 10-minute story. And I think they were in and out of there in 15 minutes. And they were like, great.
And then they colluded.
Nothing to see here.
They colluded with the federal government, the United States, to censor social media for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, good luck coming here and telling me that I have to wear a mask. I'll put a fucking hole in your head, my man.
Did you see that 60 Minutes piece last night with Jim Jordan and those guys?
No, I don't watch that show. God. It's like
it is a fucking mouthpiece for the government.
That
now.
Show is just like fucking Democrat government propaganda at this point.
It is. So they tried to say Leslie Stahl once again was doing this big tech case, which I want to remind you, she interviewed the president when Trump was there before the Super Bowl, and he asked her to talk about the Hunter Biden thing, and she said that was fake. There was no laptop, and her sources told her so. Still never issued an apology for that, even though the New York Post article was also killed during that. But in this piece on big tech, she's saying conservatives feel like they've been unfairly treated on the social media platform. They went on to interview every fucking lesbian you could possibly find who works for these standards and practices boards for like Twitter and Facebook and all this shit, and was like, Jesus Christ, every one of them is as far left as you can be. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's absolutely fucking insane. You had Mark Zuckerberg go on Rogan and say the FBI told me to yank the goddamn story. What more did you need than that?
I don't know. Maybe to find Lizette Sandoval.
That's her.
No, so that's not Lizette Sandoval.
No, that is not Lizette Sandoval. This is who they showed on 60 Minutes last night. Is the truth? She's the fact checker.
She's a government. What's the phrase they use? A misinformation expert.
Yes, that's what it is.
What does that mean? Like, I'm good at determining what's real or not. You don't know what a woman is, you stupid bitch.
It's fucking nuts. So when she popped up on screen last night, I was like, come on, man.
There's no fucking way we're doing this here. Before she even opened her mouth and they just showed this little 3-second insert, I was like, pick a party there. Which one do you think that is? It looks like the fucking chick who was having a meltdown, that classic meme when Trump got elected. This looks like her without the fucking beanie on, for Christ's sakes. So yeah, dude, all this fucking shit is, it's just so goddamn fake, man. Every single part of it. It's nuts. Next up, the slut cop gets paid. Happy to hear this story, by the way, D'Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very happy. I was worried.
Just a useless fucking dreg whore wipes out an entire city's worth of police. Great, great American story. What a fucking cunt.
Pull up a picture here, Bob. The city of Laverne, Tennessee, settled a civil rights lawsuit filed by a former police officer. Is it Megan or Megan?
It's fat cunt, I think.
I think Megan.
Maybe my pronunciation is off.
Megan
Hall. Fat retard.
There she is. Forehead. Right there. Look at forehead. God, well, you could crop out her entire face and just show the forehead, and we know exactly
what you could show a goddamn an HD movie on that thing.
I watched Oppenheimer on her forehead in IMAX.
And you could really see it, too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
How do you claim being groomed at 28?
I don't know. How did...
Who said she was groomed?
That's the whole crux of the case.
Shut the fuck up.
She was groomed by command to be passed around. Like, no, you just chugged black cock for fucking 6 years.
That's all you did. She was
stupid
married.
Stupid bitch.
She was married. Wow, dude. Hall's attorney said she was pleased with the $500,000 settlement. God damn. She
groomed
got
at 28. You remember people... This is the same kind of shit that Jane Fonda used to say. Oh, I was young. Yep. I was young when I took pictures of the Viet Cong. You were 33, bitch. I mean, I did some dumb shit at 33, but nothing I could fucking say. I was too young to know better, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Diddy did some dumb shit at 33.
Dude.
She got a half minute. Is that her husband? Are they still together? Do we know that?
I don't know. Unclear. But I would have stuck it out for the alimony, I guess.
Yeah. Now.
$500,000 is not enough money to have to be a cuck, to be honest.
That's true. But she doesn't look fat here, Dan.
Not in that picture, no, but look at the fucking recent ones.
Well, you got to wear all that heavy shit. I've never seen a hot cop because there's so much bulky shit.
Oh, no, there's definitely hot cops out there.
Female-wise?
Oh, yeah. Wait, why would you assume? Look at her face now.
She's not fat. Her face is just not good.
Yeah, it's just a weird face, man. I don't think she's fat either. She's just got a weird face. Is that her smiling, having a good time out there?
I don't know. I don't know when this picture's from, but the one that I saw from the court stuff the other day, she looked like a fucking chonk.
Oh. Find the chonky one from court while we read the rest of this. The disturbing details came from not one, but two investigations last year, finding evidence of sexual activity between Hall and other officers within the department, and it led to the federal civil rights lawsuit, one which the city settled this week. Are you satisfied with the settlements? News Channel 5 asked. Absolutely, replied her attorney, Wesley Clark. This was her decision. She wanted to put this in the past and move forward with her life.
I think what it actually says is she wanted to put it in her ass.
I think, here's the thing. I think the original statement was she wanted to put this behind her, and he was like, I can't say that. I can't say that. Is this her right here? Okay. God, that's her in court. It's just her head. It's the rest of the body's fine.
Like, how bored at work do you have to be to even think about fucking this animal?
You're a police officer.
So what?
You're not going to get free head?
No.
Come on.
From chicken lips here? Are you kidding me?
If you're in the chat on Patreon here, on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon, in the chat, if you're a cop, tell me you wouldn't take free head from this little fucker.
Here's what I know
hey,
as an
you're
adult
a cop,
man.
Would you?
Fuck no. You're a liar.
Here's what you don't want.
Are you a current cop?
Current. You don't want head from a woman who's got an overbite, who has no chin, who has thin lips and a small mouth. All the markings of a bad blowjob right there.
This is even a better blowjob because she's got to make up for that fucking face.
No, if she was fat, I would agree with you.
She's got a moon face. She's got a Mac the Knife face.
Yeah, but that's not what that is. She's got a small mouth. That's bad. She's got an overbite. You can see it in this angle.
But
that's
a small
bad.
Mouth.
No chin. No.
Yep.
You need a larger mouth because it's a larger tongue, and that's what shields you from the fucking teeth. Believe me, I've had my dick sucked twice.
Are you allowed to talk on camera or no?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Grab that microphone from Bob. I got a couple quick questions for you.
These are all
We have a bunch of listeners in the show.
These are not cop questions. These are sexual questions.
No, obviously. These are but related to cops.
All right. You would never take head from somebody like this. Sitting in a car all day, bored as shit. If that was your partner, are you married in real life?
Yeah, I'm married in real life.
Okay.
To a beautiful woman, but no fucking way, dude. She's terrible.
But let's say you weren't married. And it was a fucking lazy Sunday, dude. And you guys are out there on the beat. People are coming out of church. You're bored as shit. And she's like, hey, put the fucking radar gun down. I want to suck your dick real quick. You're not taking that?
No, she's a problem. You know she's a problem from the start. Look at her. Dan's right.
But that's why people are fucking her. No, because you know it's going to get crazy.
That's a land of misery and discontent waiting to happen.
So how many people do you work with that would fuck this girl?
Oh, dude, come on.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm just not one of them.
Case closed. You're just not one of them.
Yeah.
People allegedly, well, guys, because you're married. But
7 or 8 or 12 or 25. I don't know.
Yes.
So that many.
How old are you right now?
Look, me? I'm 49.
Yeah. You can't. I'll say this, because the black dudes in this picture look older than the white. Put that up there. You can't blame them because they're black, right? Like, they're going to fuck that white girl. That's just going to happen.
Look at her academy fat ass.
Yeah. No, she doesn't have a fat ass.
She does.
No. She's probably got. She has fat in all the wrong places. You don't want it on your head.
No, right? I as a black man, I understand this guy.
Now the bald white dude, middle right. That's probably the only action he's ever gotten in his life.
So he's all in. Top right, no excuse.
The top two, I don't understand.
I do. The guy on the left, the cholo dude with the beard, I understand that.
Just a normal looking dude.
Yeah, but
the guy, the guy center left, who looks like he might be a Mohican or some shit. He looks like a predator. He looks like a child predator to me.
Yeah, so he's all in on that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, personally, wouldn't be involved in this.
I think top right was probably single and bored, and he was just like, all right, man, is everybody else getting head?
I don't know. He might be a creep, too. His eyes are a little creepy.
Yeah.
At the top left, I think he might be a rodeo clown on the weekends or something like that. Look at the look on his face. Yeah. Nobody's this happy to fucking be at work. Come on.
Ever. Especially a police officer, for Christ's sakes, you know?
No.
You ever happy to go to your job every day?
Fuck no, man. I can't wait to get out.
Where are you at?
City of Rochester, New York.
Oh, shit.
We talked a couple years ago about
this. Yeah, we sure did, my man.
It's fucking crazy.
I remember. Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah.
You want to throw out Drinking Bro of the Week real quick?
I'm down here from, I went to Tim Kennedy's school this weekend.
Time.
I went, last time I was here, I was getting ready to go. So those dudes are legit. And
dope
Dan
as fuck,
talked,
isn't it?
Huh?
It's dope as fuck, isn't it?
It's fucking amazing, dude. I mean, you go through all types of shit there. And last time I went to a law enforcement only course.
Uh-huh.
This time I went to just the civilians were there. I was the only police officer. But man, the fact that people go there and train, civilian that show up, it's fucking awesome.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy, man.
It's intense. Are you sore?
What's up?
You sore?
Yeah, I'm hurting.
Point on your body to where it's the most sore.
What's that?
Yeah.
Point on your body where it's the most sore.
Dude, my neck and like.
That's not pointing. That's
right
talking.
My right knee's fucking hurt pretty bad.
Dude, everybody that comes to Tim School, they're wrecked for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So not your butt.
In a great way.
But not my.
Not your butthole.
Not my butthole. Okay. Well, they oil check you though, for sure.
Oh yeah.
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 They'll give you a little.
They give
check.
You a little oil check. Yeah. Yeah.
So they'll give you a little. How's your father?
Yeah.
Here's to looking up your address. Thanks for answering this question here, but
don't
look,
shit where you eat too. That's the main of this story. I'm sure Dan can attest.
But well, it's Laverne, though, Tennessee.
Doesn't
man.
Matter, man.
It's don't Laverne, Tennessee. There's not a lot of places to shit or eat.
If you're in a small town like that, just pull people over and make them suck your dick.
True. I mean, they're close to Nashville. So like, I mean, I guess slide on down to Broadway and get some better head.
You just look down and say, hey, look right into the body camera and say, bang bus.
Yeah. And then last question for you. How many women have you pulled over or stopped or arrested who offered you sex or a beach to get out of tickets or jail?
0.0.
No
I think
way.
They're probably
dude,
a little bit more
city,
subtle about
in
it
Rochester,
than that,
that's
right?
Not,
come on.
Not one time, man. I've never. All those are fantasies. People answering the door. I've seen plenty of naked people, but not ones you want to see.
All right.
And nobody, it's never nobody offering that shit.
It's like a swingers place. It's never the people you want it to be.
No, are they black?
Well, you know, yes. I mean, I work in the inner city.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm surprised they wouldn't want to, you know.
Yeah, no, they're not into that. No.
All right. I mean, you are white.
Super.
So, yeah. I mean, BLM and all that. I get it. All right.
Yeah.
I get it. We appreciate you being here. We'll call up some of you guys at the end of the show. Okay. Next up, feds ordered Google to unmask users. You don't say. Where was this story last night, Leslie Stahl, you fucking cunt?
In two court orders, the federal government told Google to turn over information on anyone who viewed multiple YouTube videos and live streams. Is this true? Privacy experts say the orders are unconstitutional. The government orders show an unconstitutional overreach by the government, multiple privacy experts said. Federal investigators have ordered Google to provide information on all viewers of select YouTube videos. I wonder if they're ours.
Probably, yeah.
Be great.
I think it's probably like bomb making stuff or something like that. I would imagine.
All right.
Or something to do with radicalization or white nationalism or something like that, probably.
Okay.
But information is information. You don't have the right to fucking track people.
Sure.
Because of what they're looking at. Fuck you.
Privacy experts from multiple civil rights groups told Forbes they think the orders are unconstitutional because they threaten to turn innocent YouTube viewers into criminal suspects. In a just unsealed case from Kentucky reviewed by Forbes, undercover cops sought to identify the individual behind the online moniker Elon Musk WHM, WHM, who they suspect of selling Bitcoin for cash, potentially running afoul of money laundering laws and rules around unlicensed money transmitting. In conversations with the user in early January, undercover agents sent links of YouTube tutorials for mapping via drones and augmented reality software, then asked Google for information on who had viewed the videos, which collectively had been watched over 30,000 times.
So they tried to entrap a guy by sending him to a fucking YouTube link.
Yeah.
And then they tried to get Google, a private company, to give them 30,000 people's identities who watched it just so they could get this one. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Be better at your fucking job, FBI. Really? That's as good as you can get? That's seriously, you're setting a trap for somebody that includes 30,000 other rats.
Mm-hmm.
That's your fucking big plan, asshole. These people should be fired for incompetence, much less breaching the fucking Constitution.
This is fucking crazy.
What a bunch of fucking retards, man. I mean, the FBI is incompetent as fuck, but this is bad.
This is terrible. One of the comments here says, no one should fear a knock at the door from police simply because of what the YouTube algorithm serves up.
Well, we're going to have a guy on. So for Friday's show, for Friday's recording for Sunday's show, the misguided patriot is, I don't know if you've seen his shit on Twitter recently, but ATF showed up at his apartment and he captured all on his Ring camera. They're like, you're not being charged with a crime. We just want to talk to you about some stuff on your social media. And he was like, you can talk to my attorney. And they were like, okay, well, where can we meet you right now? He goes, you can talk to my attorney, right?
Yeah.
He recorded the whole thing. We'll play it on the show next week. So Sunday night, Monday morning, you'll get to hear that interview.
That'll be fucking great.
That'll be fun.
Is he coming in Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be awesome. Mm. What were they looking for, just out of curiosity?
Unclear as of yet, but I don't want to spoil it.
Sure.
Either. So
sure.
If he's got new information, we'll find it out later this week.
They asked Google to provide a list of accounts that viewed or interacted with 8 YouTube live streams. Again, one of them could be us. And the associated...
Well, I mean, the Pentagon records all of our shit, for sure. I know that for a fact. So.
And then don't they transcribe it every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're having AI do it now. So I hope AI is doing a good job.
Well, they just switched to it on iTunes. So if you're of an iTunes out there, you can hit the transcript button. So in case you're someplace you shouldn't be and just want to read it in sequence, it translates it. I don't know how good it is. Have you guys tried it out, Bob?
No.
I mean, Instagram is terrible.
Yeah, Instagram is terrible.
It's just as bad as their fucking profanity bleeping. It's like fucking 5 seconds off.
Yeah.
Most of the time. It's terrible. So who knows?
I'll look it up. I just got the email notification for those guys. And one of the videos posted by Boston in Maine Live, which has 130,000 subscribers, Mike McCormick, who set up the company behind the account's IP time lapse, said he knew about the order, adding that they related to swatting incidents directed at the camera views at the same time. What does that mean exactly?
I have no idea what the fuck this guy's
talking about. Are they videotaping? Well, they could be videotaping houses getting swatted.
No. So while somebody, I think it happened to, somebody faked one. It was Gavin whatever.
Oh, yes.
What's his name?
Gavin McGinnis.
McGinnis faked one, yeah. And then he got called out by a bunch of people. But one thing that's happened, it's happened to Tim Pool a lot. People who are watching his live stream on YouTube will swat him and they'll, like, they assume that the list of suspects includes everybody who's watching. right?
Really?
Which is insane. Like for an investigator to think that you should be able to access now. Tim Pool Show has somewhere between 45 and 100,000 live viewers every time. So you think one person swats them and you get the private information of 100,000 people? Are you out of your fucking mind? I mean, scope, whenever you're getting a warrant, and cop guy over here can tell you, whenever you're getting a warrant, the judge always takes into consideration scope. Just like I talk about with a good law, is clear, concise, and enforceable, right? Clear in its purpose, concise, and that it only deals with this one little thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then enforceable is obvious. But the concision part, concise, is very important in jurisprudence. Like, you don't make open-ended laws that can be applied to everything all the time. That doesn't make any sense. That's not how our fucking system of government works. But that's what they're doing here. They're trolling with a big-ass net.
Yeah.
To try, like, you don't get... I don't give a fuck what's going on. I know things change over time and stuff like that. I know we're in the digital age now, but you can't just scrape 100,000 people's private information to find one person. That is unacceptable.
No, and this is only going to get worse. And this even feeds into that 60 Minutes thing last night. She asked Jim Jordan, Leslie Stahl, she goes, don't you think this is a waste of time and energy and money when the government has other things to work on? It was like, have you seen what the fuck we've brought in front of Capitol Hill? Like, all of it's a goddamn waste of fucking time. This isn't. If you're going after big tech, I mean, these stories and cases need to be brought to light because, yeah, you could fucking go to Tim Pool's show or our show and show and net all those motherfuckers and then grab all their personal info if you wanted it just to have it.
Or you could make something up. You could make up a crime you're investigating or associate it with a case it had nothing to do with just so you can make a list of who's listening to those shows.
Yep.
Right? The government shouldn't be making fucking lists. Ever. The government shouldn't exist at all, but they damn sure shouldn't be making lists.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. Cop guy, you're a liar, by the way. That Beej dude, come on, man. Your wife doesn't watch this. You don't have to lie to me like that, dude. Your wife doesn't watch this bullshit. Come on, man. It's fine. No, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a goddamn liar. Next up, NBC's for Democrats, former Republican National Committee chairwoman. We use woman there with air quotes because that's debatable there. Ronna McDaniel faced brutal criticism during her first NBC appearance on Sunday since the network hired her as a political analyst, including tough questioning about her failure to push back against former President Donald Trump's claims of election fraud and visceral aggravation from journalists who said her hiring raised credibility issues for NBC. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, McDaniel, who stepped down from the RNC this month, was not asked about the firestorm from critics, who said her newly announced role as a paid contributor was unethical due to her work to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Kristen Welker, the show's host, said McDaniel's interview was scheduled weeks before her hiring was announced. She added, "There will be a news interview, and I was not involved in her hiring." Okay. Pop up this clip here of Sleepy Chuck Todd, if you can find it, Bob, on Twitter. Because Chuck was on afterwards, and this is what I saw yesterday on Meet the Press here. Because this is all fucking horseshit.
Yeah, it's weird that... it's weird to see a broadcast news network, like one of the big four...
That one.
...go so hard, like so obviously... We're here for Democrats.
Yes.
Like, I don't know why you'd even hire this. I mean, that's a weird fucking take.
Now, first of all, like, just so we're clear, I think Ronna is a fucking rhino anyways, and I she's not really a Republican.
I mean, she looks like a troll.
She does, but not that that even fucking matters. Chuck Todd says the quiet part out loud here that NBC and MSNBC are for Democrats. Why are we hiring a Republican? And it's an odd exchange. He was live on air. I guarantee fucking to you his bosses didn't know about this. There's no way he would have went on air with it. Because the statements I just read to you from Kristen Welker, that's what your producer typically writes for you. Chuck Todd went off script here. I wonder if his contract is up because you don't say shit like this and expect to keep your job. Go ahead and play the clip.
Dive right in. What were your takeaways?
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology. For putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News's credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for. Right. I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. It's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
Well, listen to the way these people talk about themselves.
Yep.
And then the way they talk about other people being gaslighters.
Yep.
Holy shit, dude.
I mean,
it's like Russia collusion, Hunter Biden laptop story, just those two things. But let's just for the sake of it throw in when you get the shot, it stops here. For example, mask work.
Yep.
So on and so forth. These people have been lying about all of the most important things for years now. And have the audacity. I don't give a fuck about Ronna McDaniel, by the way. Ronna's not even a real name. That's stupid. She looks horrible. She's a fucking retard.
Yeah.
She's terrible at her job and she's ugly. You got to be one or the other, right? Pick one.
At least be hot.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about her. But to hear Chuck Todd, of all people, say the thing he's saying after all the shit. I mean, it's like Chris Cuomo trying to do his little fucking image rehabilitation tour is asinine. Like, fuck off, dude. Nobody believes this shit.
And if Chuck Todd wants to talk about ethics, let's talk about hiring Jen Psaki when she was the current sitting White House press secretary and you gave her own show on MSNBC. She was still in the position. The contract was negotiated. That's a fucking fact. And you gave her her own show on a network, and you're trying to pass that off as journalism, you're not. Yeah. And same with this fucking Rona bullshit chick here. And I know why NBC did it, right? They want the head of the RNC, former head of the RNC on their show. She can talk shit about Trump for the next 8 months and then pass it off as saying, see, this is coming from the head of the RNC. We were fair here by hiring somebody from the RNC who used to be the head of it. So all the negativity you're going to hear about Trump is coming from their own party, and it's a fucking lie.
Yeah, I mean, they've already done this before.
Oh, over and over again. Kinzinger went to fucking CNN. I mean, all these motherfuckers.
Like, identically this. Michael Steele was the RNC chairman for years before he became a CNN contributor.
Yeah.
Now he's had a show on there before, even. It's just weird for one of the broadcast networks to openly declare for one of the political parties. That's like, they've been doing all the stuff, I guess. It's just weird to hear them finally fucking codify it and say it out loud. They're like, yeah, we're Democrats. So you can't have this woman. Fucking, are you kidding me? Like, all right, cool, man.
It's great. This has happened over and over and over again. And for Chuck Todd to talk about ethics, bro, Get the fuck out of here. You can't tell me one of these goddamn trials that's going on is actually fucking real against the former president of the United States.
I mean, his haircut is unethical. Bring his head back up and let's see his fucking stupid haircut again.
Chuck Todd, dude.
That shouldn't be legal.
God damn it.
Looks like a fucking mongoloid. He looks like a friar, actually. That's what he looks like to me. What a fucking dip.
Wow.
Man, just a fucking
sleepy
idiot.
Chuck Todd, dude.
Yeah, he's probably taking a nap somewhere right now.
I know. Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. We got listeners here
in
the studio.
Yeah, before we call them up, we've got a couple of dudes that can't come up.
Yes.
Because of their jobs. This is Old Port single malt whiskey.
That they brought?
From Portland, Maine.
Oh, shit.
That's one of them. And the other one is these Hooten Young cigars, Gothic Serpent. So Hooten is Hoot from Blackhawk Down.
Oh, no
Delta
shit.
Delta operator. He owns this booze company now, but they made these cigars. Gothic Serpent, obviously, is the name of the operation.
I've never had the cigars. I've had his booze, though. The booze
is excellent. We drank that whole bottle of booze.
Yeah,
who brought that in?
I think it was Jack Carr.
Was it Jack? Oh, it was Jack. That's right. Yeah,
we drank it with Jack Carr.
He did, that's right.
At his show.
Yeah, that was good booze.
Big fan.
Anyways.
Big fan of that. Cheers, you guys. So which one of you can actually come up on the show? Boom, come on up. Probably just me. Yeah, come on over. Probably just me. I like that, dude.
I don't care about my life.
Man, I ain't got shit to live for. Trump 2024, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what my boss says. I'll pull out my dick, piss on his yard. He'd be lucky if I don't do it on his fucking chest. Booze too. Let's go.
For you.
What do you got, Jack?
Single barrel Jack, yep.
Single barrel Jack, you son of a bitch, dude. Look at this. Let's go. All right, cheers, man. Am I having a shot of this?
Yes, please do.
Right, let's do it, dude. It's Monday. I usually don't drink on Mondays.
I'm on vacation, so we're okay.
You're good. You're on vacation.
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
I gotta pick up kids and shit.
I'll be the real sweet, tender age of 34.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'll be 34 tomorrow.
Oh, cheers, man. Shit, same age. Same age. Who knew? Cheers. What do you cheers to? Apartheid? In it coming back? I'm kidding.
However you want to do it, Ross. So this is your show. You do as you please.
No, it's actually all of our show. All you guys are the reason why we're all here. So who do you want to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got two.
Okay.
So the
what's your name, first and foremost?
Robert Portugal.
Robert Portugal.
From Denver.
Portugal the man.
Portugal the man.
I like that. It sounds fake, Dan Sand. Robert California.
I'm there. It's the real last name.
It's a dope name.
It's the real last name.
Cheers.
As far as Drinking Bros, there was two. I have my buddy wanted to be first, but he could go fuck himself. He's a Titans fan.
Oof, tighten up.
Go fuck yourself. First Drinking Bro of the Week is my wife. Been married since 18.
Cheers, 6 years, man.
Yeah, got together in 14, so awesome. Have three stepdaughters. Just had a 6-month-old boy. That being said, how is your daughter, Ross?
Great. She's actually fantastic.
How old is she now?
She's going to turn 2 in May.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
That quick. Wow.
I know. Very, very fast.
How are the boys?
Boys are great. I will say this, though. I'm glad I had a girl.
Yes.
Just because I never would have known the difference, and it's amazing.
There's a huge difference between boys and girls.
It's awesome. And I'm glad that I did. Beforehand, I wasn't sure. And then she's the best. So it's going great. Thank you for asking.
How old are your boys now?
Boys are 10. As of next week.
Okay.
One will be 10 and the other one's 5 right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Up,
how's Jessie? I wish I could have met her, but I know you guys do tomorrow.
She'll be here tomorrow for RPR. She's doing great. And I appreciate you asking.
Yep.
She's, her new show just dropped. So Crime Corner is on its own
now
feed.
Now it has its own feed, correct.
On the RSS feed. So subscribe to that, download that. We deleted all the other ones, so that way everybody goes over there.
Okay.
And we'll drop a trailer for that this week.
She getting a lot of new subscribers. Everybody just flooding in from...
It's on the charts right now as we
speak.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's good to hear.
Thanks, man.
That's good to hear. I mean, you guys started Drinking Bros.
We did.
Then I was listening... Way back when, even when you guys started Ross Patterson Revolution, so that was fantastic. It's been a fun adventure listening to you guys. It's an honor to be here. I've waited a long time to be on your show.
We appreciate it. What do you think? What do you think of the digs here?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I was super fucking nervous when I got here, like starstruck. I feel like I know everyone, but like
you know everyone.
Who the fuck is this guy though?
Like, I mean, we were hanging out in between here, like, shows and all this other shit. Like, that's what it is.
It's fantastic. I'm glad to be here. I have an edible for Dan. They're 100 milligrams. I would offer you one, but I don't know that you could.
I can't handle 100.
You could even eat 100 milligrams.
A 10 is where I live.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's at night. Like, I can't even smoke weed and do a show.
See, I ate three before I drove up here from San Antonio.
I had three.
It takes a few hours. And
everybody can operate differently on them. I'm not one of those guys who can do drugs and do a show. Dan can. I don't know how.
I mean, that coding show was fun. You say you don't. You guys don't remember too much. That was funny.
Oh,
too.
Yes, but I'll tell the audience. I'll tell the audience and be like, hey, if we're gonna do it, I'll do it.
Of course,
then,
it's always good to have a. Hey, by the way, if this gets fucking weird and
yeah,
you know,
that's right. I don't even remember doing that show.
Oh,
was that episode 100 on Ross Patterson Revolution? We did the whole thing on Cody and Syrup.
I can tell you it was fantastic. It was funny. The emo show was absurd. I had to make sure I watched it. I even told my buddy, make sure you watch this. Oh,
I remember that one. I forget about all this.
Second drinking bro of the week, my buddy Alex DeValle.
Okay.
He's my A1 day one, known him for.
I see him in all the chats and all the groups and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You guys ended up kicking him from sports. He's probably because he talked too much shit. He's a Titans fan. Yeah. Tighten these nuts. Go suck a dick.
It's weird. Like, you guys have never really been great.
And there's no reason for him to be a fan. He's from Denver, but he just got on Vince Young's dick and then rode Titans forever.
How did that work out with Vince Young? I'm kidding.
He's always said, oh, the Titans are better. Like, buddy, their franchise is dog shit.
It's terrible.
I'm a Broncos fan.
Look, and I'm a Falcons fan. Our franchise sucks. So it's just admit your franchise. It's pretty easy.
He'll tell you, Super Bowls are past. It's history. Doesn't mean anything now. Buddy, you only say that because you haven't gotten there. Haven't gotten to the big show.
No.
Haven't been there.
Not once. And they just signed Calvin Ridley for 3 years, like $98 million, which is nuts to me. He's a good wide receiver, but he's not a one. I mean, that's nuts.
What are they going to do with whom? Who's throwing the ball?
I don't know.
What do we got?
Will Levis, I guess.
Great. Let's start from the bottom. We have a great wide receiver set, and then just what? Do what? Just waste another career like Henry?
We'll find out.
We'll waste another year.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you for coming on, dude.
Cheers.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you guys at home, if you can't come in the studio and have some shots with us, some laughs, and hang out for the day, go to drinkinbros.com, fill out the Drinkin' Bro of the Week submission form on there. While you're there, fucking grab a bro box, dude. Check this out. This will show up to your house looking like this with all of our faces on it. Haunting you, and each month is different. We got a ton of great merch on the websites. New Hard AF merch is up and out. Just testing out some of the polos here and the pants and all that stuff. We're stocked up. Merch store is back and better than ever. And if you're poor and you're like, hey, dude, I can't support that way, at least go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. That's free. So is Spotify. 5-star walk away, that's free, and you're good to go. All of it helps. Thanks for tuning in, kids. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.